Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Today, we're going to be focusing on the subject of alternative medicine. You know, a lot of people are turning to other kind of products and individuals who can help them feel better. Western medicine is great in reducing your blood pressure and chemotherapy and fixing your broken bones, but a lot of times people can go to a regular doctor and come away not feeling perfect and still having problems with back pain and knee pain that they just can't seem to shake. And that's when they turn to alternative medicine. Well, we're going to be speaking to someone who specializes in that field. Her name is Lynette LeBlanc. She is a naturopath, she is an NLP practitioner, a master aromatherapist, a clinical hypnotist. She's also a life coach, and she is the founder of Plantific, which is an amazing company. We're going to be talking about that company, what it does, and the products that it has and sells. She's also has an honors degree in physical fitness and nutrition and has proven her success as a marketing director and a business manager. She has quite a remarkable background, and she formulates products like skincare and vitamins for the greater good of mankind. Her name is Lynette LeBlanc. She's based in Moncton, New Brunswick, in Canada. And I think this is going to be a fascinating chat with Lynette. She's amazing, and I just want to introduce you to her. How about that? Let's bring her on without any further ado. Lynette, welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you here. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm wonderfully well, and yourself?
I love the way you put it. You're wonderfully well. Well, that's really great. So do me a favor. Tell me a little bit about your background and what brought you to this field, what you're doing right now to create Plantific. Maybe you better begin by explaining what Plantific is. How do you answer that?
Okay. Plantific is my company that I formed with my business partners. And we decided that we needed to make this world a better place, one person at a time. And we saw the need. We felt there was a dire strait need in today's world for people to be well. And they were turning to medical doctors, which I think is a wonderful thing, but it's not complete. So I am the other half. So when you go see your doctor, they tell you what's wrong. I go see them, and then I come back to the natural practices and use that to create my wellness. And Plantific is all about creating people's wellness. That's what we're after to do.
Well, Plantific is a company that you founded, but you have a lot of products that you've created. But let me ask you to point out something. What really got you into doing this, you had your own personal physical problems and setbacks that caused you to really focus on this arena. Why don't you talk to us and tell us a little bit about that part of your story, okay?
That's correct. We'll start with Extreme Relief Body Serum that you'll find on plantific.ca. That body serum was invented because I had a slip and fall and herniated severely my neck and fractured my wrist in a restaurant. And that controls the pain that I suffer every day, which I just apply it topically. And because of the essential oils that I added, there is no chemicals, it's all done with essential oils, one in particular called White Cloud. It is a natural anti-inflammatory deemed by the Australian government for up to 12 hours. Now, my Canadian government didn't even know what it was when I registered the product. They emailed me and asked me what that essential oil was. They didn't even know it was an essential oil, but they approved it. And it was fine. But I know it's been working wonderfully well for me and several of my clients, which is a beautiful thing. So I also have fibromyalgia that I'm diagnosed with, and I use that cream, the Extreme Relief Body Serum, daily from head to toe, every morning and every evening, just to control the pain. And if I don't do it, I know I haven't done it. I feel the pain. And if I do it, I go pain-free all day long, which is a beautiful thing.
Let's go back even earlier, because in your mid-20s, you were diagnosed with cervical cancer. Is that correct?
That's correct. When I was 26, that's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
what happened there was...
Go ahead, tell me.
I started researching. Yeah, I started researching what to do for that problem. And I'm like, okay, I found this research that said that you should take 10 milligrams of folic acid with a B12 every day, which is a very high dosage. And it's not something that I would recommend anybody unless you've spoken to a naturopathic doctor or your medical doctor, more your naturopathic doctor. But do check first to see what you do need. Obviously, I took that, and I was being followed by my medical doctor to see if it was going away. And within 6 months, the medical doctor told me it was gone completely. And I knew it was that. And so I got off of the high doses thinking, oh, well, I'm fine. Oh, that was a bad idea, because it came back 3 months later. So I got back on the folic acid once again. And it's been completely gone since then, and this is 26 years later, and it's still gone. So, yay, the folic acid absolutely worked 100%. And folic acid
The doctors couldn't help you. What the doctors were doing, it wasn't helping. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. There's nothing much they can do. They cauterize, and that's about it. But that's not necessarily going to make it go away. So you got to keep it at bay, too. And, you know, I'm 20-some-odd years later, and I haven't had any problems whatsoever. And I do get checked yearly. So I'm a big believer in find out what's wrong and then try to fix it with a naturopathic doctor if you can, first and foremost.
Well, here's my question.
Well, sometimes you got to take the medicine.
You were diagnosed with cervical cancer, and, you know, people are treated various ways with chemotherapy and things like that for cancer. Did they not do that for you?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't getting help?
Wasn't an option for me.
What were they? Why not?
Well, I was getting help through, because I chose it. I chose not to get that help. I chose to just work with my doctor so he could check to make sure it was healing, and it was. He saw the healing happening every 4 months. He was checking me. And after 6 months, it was completely healed, and then I stopped, and I had to go back in a few months later again to get checked again. And he said, well, it came back because I had gotten off the folic acid, and then I got back on the folic acid. It went back again 3-4 months later, and it was gone again, and it has been gone ever since. So now today I just take a normal dose of folic acid. I don't take the 10 milligrams anymore. I don't need it because I'm keeping myself stable, which is good.
Well, you are a proud, thriving cancer survivor, but your method to doing that is quite unique. Do you explain this to other people who have, you know, suffered from cancer and found relief? Have you ever told anybody that?
When I have clients that suffer from cancer, I actually sit with them and do a full body, mind, spirit thing analysis. There's a full analysis on each and every individual that I do, and it all depends on what's going on in their lives, the way that their treatment will happen. And it all depends on what their basic needs are and what their problem is and what their problems are. So it all depends. We're all like little snowflakes or thumbprints. We're all individuals, and nobody is the same. So it's all to be treated with undue respect to that individual.
Well, your story is pretty amazing. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about your background. And, for example, when you started practicing as an NLP practitioner, you are a master aromatherapist. Is that you? In other words, you treat people in alternative medicine modalities, correct?
That's correct. I only use alternative medicines. Like, a lot of times it just depends, like I said, what the client needs. Let's say somebody is having a difficult time to sleep. Well, there's two things that I would like to see the client do. Usually use some aromatherapy of some sort, depending on which one that is necessary for them. And mm-hmm. then, of course, meditation is very, very, very helpful for sleep. Very helpful. So, or hypnosis as well, all depending on the client again.
Tell me how meditation helps one get better sleep. Does it depend on when they do the meditation? Explain how you counsel people who are having that problem.
The best way to explain that with meditation, what it does, and as most of us, you know what happens when we can't sleep, it's because our wheels are turning and they won't shut off. That little TV that we got going
right.
on in our mind
yeah.
doesn't get turned off, right?
So that's right.
What meditation does is help you to empty that mind and turn that television off. And it makes this TV screen, instead of seeing pictures, you see fuzz. You know how when the screen goes all fuzzy? That's kind of where you go. You go into space, you go into nothing. So it completely empties the mind. Hypnosis can help as well. Hypnosis is more guided. A lot of people go, okay, well, what's the difference between meditation and hypnosis? There's not a whole lot, except for one is guided and the other one is, one tells you what to do. The hypnosis will tell you what to do. It'll literally guide you into what would be good so you can change your cause and effect. And the meditation is you guide yourself to your cause and effect. You see what I'm saying? Like in a meditation, you would go, so there's the difference. You did get that. So perfect. That's the difference. It's quite simple, but it's different. So if you don't want somebody guiding you into your cause and effect, you would choose meditation. And if you want somebody to guide you into the cause and effect because you have no idea what would help or work, then you do hypnosis. Both work very, very well on the subconscious mind. And what they do is they change the old imprints that we have in our minds. You know how, I'll use this example. My mother used to tell me, eat all your food. There's some people starving out there. That's an old imprint that doesn't work. And it creates obesity. It can, not necessarily will, but it can. Because it gives you that false sense that somebody's going to starve because you don't eat your food. So that's an old imprint. So therefore, you might overeat thinking that all the time, thinking, oh, my God, somebody might starve. But if you're tired of that, you can change that through meditation or hypnosis. Either one will work. It totally works. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your company.
Meditation and hypnosis are good for depression, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get to your company, Plantific. Let's talk about what Plantific is, what it does, and what prompted you to start this company. Explain, all right? Tell me.
Okay. I'll start with how did I get into Plantific. Plantific was, it's kind of, I believe in the energy moving for me, okay? And when it comes to me, I must take the opportunity. This opportunity came to me a year and a few months ago. I was in the building getting a product. I was getting shaga, actually, one of the products I sell, shaga tea. We serve it in a tea form. I'm having one right now, and it really helped boost the immune system. I loved the flavor. It was like nothing else I had ever tried in a shaga. It had a nice flavor to it because we add cinnamon and clove to it, so it makes it taste really nice. So I was here trying to purchase that, in which I did, and then my friend who I bought it from said, hey, I've got somebody that wants to meet you, and it was Stuart. Stuart is the president of the company, and he was looking for a business partner. So he looked at me and said, I want to talk to you. So we wound up having a Zoom meeting together, and I, on January 1st of not this year but last year, came into the office, and the rest was history. We became partners at that point. And we've been growing Plantific together ever since. He had shaga and the hemp already in production. I, myself, brought in the multiple vitamin with Stuart and the Extreme Relief Body Serum. And we're also going to have other product lines that are coming, like a whole line of essential oils as well. That's coming soon. kind of excited of all of that. So Plantific was born with me then, and we've moved light years ahead. Like, we've really gone quite, grown quite exponentially in the last year. We're very excited about the whole thing. And what we do is we're a heart-centered company, and we care about your needs. And all our products are manufactured here with us, except for the multiple vitamin. We get it done locally, but it's in a government-approved facility. We care about our clients. Our main concern is your wellness, always.
Well, obviously, that is critical to what you do. So I think it's important for us to talk a little bit about the kind of products that Plantific has and is available. I should point out the company's website is Plantific, Plantific.ca for Canada. So if you go there to that website, you will see what exactly we're talking about and the products. So take me through some of these products, if you will, Lynette, and tell me how they help and, you know, what products you recommend for individuals who are suffering from specific issues. How about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think everybody should be on a multiple vitamin. I do,
okay.
And there's a reason why I say that. There is a good reason why I say everybody should be on a multiple, but not just any multiple. And I'm not saying that because I sell mine. I'm saying it because I believe that, because I was taking a multiple way before I invented mine. The reason why is because our food today is grown with chemicals, and we are not receiving the proper amounts of nutrients we need in our food, even when we eat a very good diet, because it's just not there in the plant anymore. What we bought 50 years ago does not have the same nutrients in it today. That's for sure, in any plant that we buy, because of the way it's grown. So basically, it is best, and plus two, can we eat that much broccoli and that much spinach to get our folic acid? Probably
yeah.
not. So it is best to take a supplement in order to top up what we need and to run optimally physically. But not just any supplement. Here's the thing. You know how you hear a lot of companies say, oh, well, you know, don't buy just any supplement. Well, they're right, because a lot of them won't even work because they are not the authentic ingredient. I bought all the authentic ingredients, and I bought only the best of the best, and they're not mixed with anything else. You'll see with our vitamins, our multiple, or any of our products, there's no fillers. We don't add fillers or anything added. What you see is what you get. So you're
actually getting true form. Let me ask you a
question.
I want to ask you a question about folic acid. When you were taking folic acid after you had been diagnosed with cervical cancer, and you claim it was the folic acid and the multiple doses of it that really helped cure you, how were you taking folic acid then? Do you remember? I'm sure you do.
Yes, I was taking. I was taking 10 milligrams a day, so 10 pills. It was 10 capsules or tablets. I can't remember now. Tablets.
Right.
But maybe it was a capsule. But anyway, nonetheless, I was taking 10 of those 1 milligrams each per day, plus
okay.
a B12 sublingual, which means
dissolves okay.
under your tongue every day. And I did that till I saw healing. And once I saw the healing, I knew that I was wonderful and that it was working. And it's folate. Is B9. And what it does, the importance of folate is it's for the red blood cell formation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it creates healthy cell growth and function. And it absorbs better with B12. So that's why the B12.
Well, I just wanted to ask you because you were talking about
your
company has folic acid that they provide. Is it kind of the same way you were taking it when you started taking folic acid with your cancer diagnosis? The pills, exactly.
Is
that right?
It is the high quality, yes.
Okay.
The quality
All
of
right.
it is bar none the best.
Okay.
But it is not the high dose. You'd have to supplement extra. You'd have to buy just the folate by itself. And no, you wouldn't need to be 12. You just have to top it up. But you don't need those high doses if you're not trying to heal. Do you get what I'm saying? You can come back down to your regular dose once it's gone. So, and of course, there's mind work, too. You have to change your mindset as well. Your mindset has to become more positive as well. That's very important. From what I was looking at within my own soul, I needed to have more love in my life. And that meant self-love, not love from somebody else. And when I learned how to self-love, that helped as well. So, you know, it's about caring about yourself and really being good to yourself and putting yourself first and then everybody else, right?
You also say it's important to journal every day. Explain why that helps. In other words, keep a diary, right?
Yeah. The best thing for diary is it serves two purposes. One, a gratitude journal is very important. If you find that you're journaling and everything's negative in your journal, well, then you might want to consider journaling a gratitude journal. It's good to get the negative out of the way of your day, and it is good to journal it, and I do recommend that. But I also recommend that after you've gotten out all the negative, start writing down what you were grateful for that day. What is it that you really liked in that day that was awesome to you, or that you were really thankful for, or that somebody did, and it could have been somebody just, I don't know, walked in and gave you a smile, you know, something as simple as that, because those little things can warm your heart and make you feel appreciated, which is important, and to journal that is important, just as important, because gratitude creates abundance in your life. The more grateful we are, the more abundance we create.
I love the way you put that.
Fun.
That's very
so
nice.
So you're right.
Let me ask you about some of these other products, because if someone goes to look on your website, which is plantific.ca, they'll see things, I'm looking at them, and I've never heard of these. For example, and I may not pronounce this, is it a chakra tincture? A few drops of some elixir.
Chaga.
Chakra?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What
Chaga.
Is that for? Chaga.
Chaga is a mushroom. It's the king of mushrooms. It grows on the yellow birch tree here in North America. And it is properly harvested here. So it's sustainably harvested. So the nugget is only cut 3/4 off the tree, so we don't kill the tree, and the nugget will grow again. Basically, it's, you know how when we cut ourselves, it scabs over? Well, the tree does the same thing. It's a cut in the tree, it scabs over, and it creates the chaga nugget. And basically, we take that and we grind it up, and then we put it in a tincture. We have it in tincture, which is mixed with alcohol, of course. Tinctures always are. And you can take that daily. And chaga is really good to boost the immune system. And we all know with the COVID thing, boosting the immune system is crucial these days. Chaga is also very good for the liver. So if you had too many little drinkies, you might want to have a little extra chaga.
Well, and you also have chaga tea,
a
tea blend. And what does that do? That helps you do what? The chaga tea.
It's all the same, like the chaga tincture, the chaga capsules, and the chaga tea. It's all just different forms. It depends how you want to drink it or take it. Like some people don't like capsules, but some people don't like tea. But some people don't like tea or capsules, so they take the tincture. So it just all depends on your likes. It's just all about your liking.
So that's important, and it's from the mushroom family. And what does it actually do? Because you can have it in a liquid and add it to your tea. You have capsules, and you have the actual tea itself. What is it? Basically, what does it do for you?
It boosts the immune system. It's an immune system supporter, is what it does.
Okay.
And basically, it's been used by natives for years. Years and years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
you know, something else that you have
know about,
is
but,
we haven't talked about is hemp capsules. Tell me why, how they help you, and who should take a hemp capsule. You'll say everybody, Brian.
Okay.
How would you answer that, right?
Of course, again, the hemp, our hemp, does, it's not got any THC in it, so it won't make you high, if you're wondering that. A lot of people wonder that. Hemp is really, really good for mood boosting, so it's really good for that. But it's also really good for, like, because it's high in CBD, this one, it's good for your joints, it's good to help you sleep. It does those kind of things. So it's really good to perk you up. How I would describe that one.
Okay. Well, these are just some of the various products that you can find if you look at Plantific, and Lynette can certainly explain how you use them and whether. I assume when people come to you for help, you then recommend these products for them. And now, you know, you're going out on the air talking to people all around the world here and explaining that these could benefit them as well. And it really doesn't matter what specific issue they have. I mean, whether it's pain in the back or knee pain or they can't turn off the TV in their mind, some of these products can help them in whatever is bothering them. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. They can help and support their ECS, which is their endocannabinoid system. And the endocannabinoid system controls all your system, all your 11 systems in your body to stay in, well, to create homeostasis. So basically it's an ebb and a flow. Your body's coming in and out of homeostasis all the time, which is perfect balance. And the good thing is that these products help you stay at your optimal balance, which is really, really a nice thing. It supports your body. It's what it does to create a healthy lifestyle.
Well, you are also, we haven't talked about it much, but you're a life coach and you're a hypnotist. Do you do this for people in your area who come to see you, you know, physically in your office? Would that be right?
That's correct, and we could do it on Zoom as well. That can happen too, as well if the client
really want
to do it remotely. That's fine too. Yeah, absolutely.
So how would people get in touch this is important. How would people get in touch with you? Do you have a website? I mean, can they find how to reach you through the Plantific website, or do you have a better way for people to get in touch with you? Tell me.
No, they can go right through the Plantific website. You can go to the email there and just send me an email and say, hey, I'd like to get a hold of you, and I'll give them a call and we'll get together.
All right. Very good. So you're happy in what you're doing. I assume you take these products daily, and as you put it, you're wealthy and wise, and you're happy, and you love your job. Am I right?
I am healthy, wealthy, and wise, and I love my life. My life is beautiful. I have been working for myself since I'm 19 years old, and that's a long time now. And I have never worked for anybody else since, and I will never, because I love doing what I do, and I have to love what I do to do it. I am blessed like that. I'm able to do that, but that's because I know how to create that in my mind's eye. If you want something, I believe you can have it, but you got to want it bad enough.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. Good for you. That's very good advice. Our guest has been Lynette LeBlanc, and the company that she is now one of the key owners of the company is Plantific. They have unique products that can help you in a variety of different ways. Look up the products and see what you think you might need that could be of help to you. Lynette, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today, and good luck to you, okay? Thank you, ma'am. All right?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Have a good
Very
day.
Very good. You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Have a great day. Bye for now.